Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 509, 59 degrees on this beautiful Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. So, this is coming from valid sources, Jake, but I don't know where you want to believe this. And would he want to go? But Penn State is said to be eyeing Marcus Freeman, the coach of Notre Dame, as they look at taking big swings after the $49 million James Franklin split. Marcus Freeman has done some pretty good work. If you look at him building that program over the past 3 years, he's done better each year. Last year, they were in the national discussion. And this year, they didn't have the greatest of starts, but can you see him leaving Notre Dame to go to Penn State?
No.
Yeah.
No. He seems very committed, very dedicated to Notre Dame. And like you talked about, it is pretty ironic since these two met back in January with a spot in the national championship on the line, talking about Notre Dame and Penn State. But when you look at the way that he has changed things at Notre Dame. I mean, I know Brian Kelly was there for a long time, but Brian was another one that the expectations were high, but you weren't able to get the job done. To me, I feel like Marcus Freeman, he seems more likable, more genuine as far as a leader and as far as a head coach goes. And I think that's the thing that goes on with any head coaching search, Rob. I think that you're going to have, obviously you're going to go after the big names. You're obviously, whether it's Marcus Freeman, whether it's, hey, John Gruden, for instance, I know it's been 4 years since his coaching career sort of abruptly came to an end at the moment, it seemed like. So, yeah, honestly, I think that they definitely will reach out to him. They will definitely present an offer, I wouldn't doubt. But, yeah, I don't see him leaving Notre Dame anytime soon for Penn State or the NFL for that matter.
I mean, I could see them wanting a top-tier coach.
Yeah.
It says in the same article that Ohio State's Ryan Day and Alabama's Kalen DeBoer
he's on the hot seat.
Yeah, are not serious candidates, this report added. Now, I don't know if Penn State fans would accept Ohio State's head coach coming to Penn State.
Why wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, the guys,
would they be able to put all that aside to have the former Ohio State coach, the head coach of Penn State? I don't know.
Some will, some can, and some can't.
Yeah.
That's the way it always is. And it is kind of funny because when you look back on it, like, in my case being a Steelers fan, and you go and, like, let's say, for instance, after the season is over, Mike Tomlin's not leaving, but there are reports that there is some talk that the Baltimore Ravens, that John Harbaugh could be on the hot seat. And let's say both teams make coaching changes. In an instant, I wouldn't be like, well, John Harbaugh, he's been with the Ravens. I don't want him. I respect the hell out of John Harbaugh. Yeah. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. But yeah, I mean, Ryan Day is, he had his critics just like James Franklin did. He ended up winning that national championship. And I mean, obviously you're going to have your critics when it took that, and when it took a long time for you to win that national championship, when you've struggled against Michigan the past couple of years, obviously as their program has declined a little bit ever since, well, Jim Harbaugh is basically exiled from college football now for the time being. But yeah, honestly, you have to put that BS aside. If your program gets a proven winner and someone that could possibly take your team to that next level that James Franklin wasn't able to.
Now, Marcus Freeman, I was amazed at his, he's only 39 years old. I was amazed how young he is. I mean, he's got some career ahead of him. And you think when he took over in 2021 after Brian Kelly took the LSU job, he brought the team Notre Dame to 9-4 his first season. Then they were 10-3 the season after that and 14-2 last season.
And the runner-up in the championship.
Yeah, and they've already lost two games this year, so they've had a rough start, but they've kind of turned it around and woke up. You know, they could still could they run the rest of the season? Possibly. I mean, they're going to play my midshipmen, so I don't know what they're going to do there, but we'll see what happens. But
well, let's see here. So Saturday night, one of the best rivalries there is in college football. Saturday night is USC.
Yeah.
Then they have a bye week, Boston College, Navy, November 8th, 7:30, South Bend.
In South Bend, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my first Notre Dame game.
I remember you telling me that.
It was the Navy game out there.
November 15th, Pittsburgh. November 22nd, Syracuse. And then Thanksgiving weekend, obviously, as we know, with all the rivalry games that occur Thanksgiving weekend, Stanford.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
I mean, USC, I mean, but they can run the rest of the season.
Right.
Navy, I was actually in Jacksonville where Navy beat Notre Dame down there. And
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a good game. But here's the thing I want to stress, because I've seen a lot of the talk that's going on. I have seen more misinformation about the Penn State head coaching position than I've seen about the Affordable Care Act. And that's saying
that's
a lot.
That's crazy.
I mean, the internet's a wild place. And it's that's why when James Franklin was really fired, I had to like dig for 15 minutes to see if it was true. But here's what I have to say. We have a lot of Penn State fans here. And I know, listen, Penn State's not my team. I'm a Navy guy. It's not your team.
No.
But you know, we do live here in Pennsylvania. I do support them. I think they're a great organization, and their fans are great. But here's the thing. This team, these players, these kids on this team are going to need their fan base now more than ever. They are in such disarray. They are demoralized. They don't know what their future is going to hold. Their entire program is just up in
the
air.
It's been turned upside down.
They are really going to need their fan base to come out strong for them. Forget about the coaches aside. Forget about everything. These players, these kids that perform for you day in and day out so they can go out there on Saturday and play, going to get their college degrees and everything else they're doing. If you're a Penn State fan, and I know some people hated Franklin, some people loved Franklin. Listen, if this is your program, they are going to need you more than ever now.
Agreed.
So if you could ever come out, if you could ever, and I'm not talking about financially anything like that, that's its own dynamic. You know, the boosters and the people who act financially support the program, you know, a lot of them are changing hands right now because of this big change. I mean, listen, it's come out that his contract, it's not really $49 million. It's he has to go out and find another job and they'll pay him the difference of that. So in the end, it's going to come out to be a lot less than we thought it was going to be. If he upholds his side of the bargain. Now, James Franklin is also young. You know, is he going to go out and try and coach somewhere else? Is he going to go the broadcaster route? What is he going to do? Is he going to move to the NFL, maybe in another position? You know, we don't know. But wherever he goes, he's going to make a good living. And that's going to be deducted from whatever his contract says it was. But the players, the team, the atmosphere in Happy Valley, they are going to need their fan base more than ever. So, you know, even if they're not my team, I support these young men that are out there performing this team, the band, the cheer, everything that's about a Saturday day in Happy Valley around these kids needs to be doubled as far as if you're a fan.
Absolutely, Rob, because, again, like we've talked about so many times, high expectations. You came within a game of going to the national championship. You led a good chunk of the first half of that game against Notre Dame, ranked second in the country. And then, obviously, as things have spiraled out of control the past 3 weeks, like I talked about, you saw it a little bit, not too much with the Oregon loss, but UCLA, but especially the Northwestern loss. When I saw all those videos of James Franklin just taking in that atmosphere, he probably knew in the back of his mind, this is it. I'm done. I'm screwed. I'm getting canned. Just seeing those players walk off the field Saturday evening and not really show much emotion after they shook his hand and hugged him, just you knew that you just kind of knew that the writing was on the wall. You knew that for a lot of them, well, what started out as a promising season has pretty much been shot down in flames, I guess you could say. Like, we're not going anywhere. And then less than 24 hours later, obviously, you're hearing that there is a coaching change. And someone that recruited you to come there, talk to you, talk to your family, now all of a sudden they're gone. They, you know, James got to address the team one last time on Sunday after the announcement came out. But, yeah, I think that's the thing. It has to be so demoralizing if you're a senior, but obviously if you're an underclassman, you wonder, well, I came here because of him. Where do I go now? What are my options? Even, hey, if you're NFL ready for that matter in 2026. So, yeah, it's definitely an interesting dynamic. And you know, like you talked about, this isn't obviously totally different situations. They've gone through this before, but a lot different this time around, obviously, as far as the coaching aspect goes. And just the, like I was talking about, the lack of enthusiasm, the lack of motivation when it comes to the players and to the programs.
And that's why I'm focusing more on their fans, right, and the support group around this team. They're going to need them more than ever here. Listen, college football is a vicious business.
It is.
Anyone who's seen it from the inside, and I could tell you from the places that I've seen it from the inside, Navy football, you know, they were bouncing between two and three starting quarterbacks a couple of seasons. And, you know, one of them happened to be my son's roommates. And listen, if he was the starting quarterback that week, because they know early in the week you're going to start this game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Listen, anything they needed, anything they wanted, the support structure was around them, the nutritionist, everything there. But the weeks that he wasn't starting, they didn't even know he existed. It was like he didn't exist. He wasn't even there. And for young guys in their 20s, 21, 22, you know, that up and down really takes a toll on you. And I don't think people realize, anyone who's ever been recruited in college football, you know, you talk about Gruden. His son was recruited at Lafayette when my son was there for junior day. And I look next to me and there's John Gruden sitting next to me. I got a great picture with him, you know, but he was there to see his kid try out for Lafayette as well.
Yeah.
You know, the day my son was there. And the recruiting business is just that. It's a business to them. And yeah, they're all about family and, you know, we want you here and part of this atmosphere and this team and this. But the second, like, if you look at another school or decommit to them, who are you? They don't want nothing to do with you. You don't exist as far as they're concerned. You are a business proposition and they've moved on. And I don't think a lot of people realize that when it comes to college football. It is a cutthroat business.
I was going to say, like the NFL, just like any sport for that matter. And it almost takes me back to Mike Ditka. And I remember Mike Ditka towards the end of his time with the Chicago Bears. And as time goes on and the losses start to mount and the criticism gets louder and louder. And, of course, we all know about Mike's temper and everything. I remember he said a long time ago, he said, it's amazing how sports is. One day you're a hero, the next day you're a bum.
Yeah.
I mean, that sums it up right then and there.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it looks like Pat Kraft, the athletic director for Penn State, said that the program will spare no expense in its quest to win. Football is our backbone. We've invested at the highest level. And when it comes to expectations, ultimately, I believe a new leader can help us win the national championship, and now is the right time for change. Our next coach needs to be able to maximize elite-level resources, attack the transfer portal, and develop at the highest level. So that's the statement from the athletic director. So I see them swinging the bat for someone like a Marcus Freeman. I just don't see someone at Notre Dame come in and say, hey, you know, I'm going to go over to Penn State and see if I could help build that program there.
I agree. And I read up on some things, obviously, before your show and talking about Pat Kraft and just the thoughts and the mind process that he had into firing James Franklin on Sunday. And he obviously thought things over Saturday into Sunday and thought like, oh, should I wait another day on this? And probably not a good thing, obviously, with how tight things are and how short of a week, I guess you could say. And one of the things that he talked about was winning now and obviously providing a leader the resources needed to win. I mean, obviously it's not going to happen this year, but yeah.
Yeah, a texter said that if Marcus Freeman was going to go anywhere to leave Notre Dame, it would probably be Ohio State, where he has ties, where he previously has been, or the NFL. And I guess we'll see where this goes. Yeah. I think they're going to rapidly – it's going to be interesting to see how the next couple of games do, because if this interim head coach is really well-respected, he's the longest tenured assistant coach on the Penn State staff. You know, like Marcus Freeman was the assistant coach and stepped into the interim head coach and ended up getting offered the coaching position. You could see the very same thing at Penn State, depending on the next couple of games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. When I look at Terry Smith, and obviously he seems like a good guy, seems like obviously someone that people, I think that the team is going to rally around. And if they like his message, they like the way that he commands the room, the practices. I mean, there is a chance that this could just be in-house, that you just take the interim tag off, depending on how the rest of the season goes. And, yeah, as far as Marcus Freeman goes, I mean, I wouldn't doubt that there's going to be some NFL options. I mean, the Tennessee Titans, like we talked about, they fired their head coach on Monday. But I don't know if I would go down the NFL rabbit hole just yet. James Franklin, real quick before we end, one season in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers in 2005, he was their wide receivers coach. That's the only NFL experience that he has. So I think that he definitely will be coaching again, I say in 2026. I'll be curious, obviously. TV work, I don't know, but I see him coaching again next year.
I think he's too arrogant for TV work. I think he'll turn a lot of fans off. I truly do. I just think he'll turn a lot of fans off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metro. Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
All right, it's 5:25 here at WILK time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
And Teledata Internet.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:34. Let me go to the phone. We have Mike from Bloomsburg on James Franklin. Mike.
Yeah, I tell you what. The first time I met James Franklin, I thought he was being disingenuous to me on a question I answered, and I believe he was. And I kind of held that against him the whole time and didn't want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I'm going to say some things that a lot of people aren't going to agree with. You know, a play or two. Every game that we lost this year, we could have easily won had it not been for the, you know, one of those plays. Because you know how football is. And sometimes things turn on one play. And, you know, we could be undefeated right now, and no one would be even talking about this situation. You know, that said, I think Nick Saban calls it rat poison, okay, when a team believes what they're hearing and stuff, or they're overconfident, whatever. And I think Penn State kids, they were – hearing all this stuff about how great they were and they could win the national championship and all that. And if there is any mistake, I think it was not getting the kids not to believe that, because I do think they believed it. And they kind of performed like that. But what I really want to say is this. I have a best friend. He coached two teams to the Division III national championship game. And even him, looking at the team, he would tell me, Mike, he said, the kids are just – they're not – playing up to where they really need to play for these games because they know they can win them, you know? And I said, you know, I says the offensive line and defensive line, we don't have top-notch guys there, okay? And they're not going to be able to do it. And it took him to the last game that we lost for him to say, hey, I drank the Kool-Aid. And I think a lot of people were drinking the Kool-Aid about what the performance of this team could be. And you know, it was obviously a business decision on the part of Penn State, and I understand business decisions. But what really bothered me the most was the kids chanting "Fire Franklin" and booing him as, you know, him and his daughter walk into the tunnel. I'm thinking, what kind of people boo a man with his daughter and say he should be fired at a football game? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, football fans get passionate. I didn't like them screaming and yelling at him when he had his kids with him, but, you know, football fans are going to do what they do, and that happens anywhere. If you notice this last game, his daughter met him in the tunnel, and then he let them walk ahead of him, and then he entered by himself to kind of take the brunt of it himself, where normally he doesn't do that. But I think he kind of knew it was coming from the crowd this time, and he let his daughter walk ahead of him and enter – you know, the passageway exit before he even entered it.
Yeah, absolutely. He to me, he's a genuine guy. It seems like the kids on the team liked him and appreciated him. And, you know, but what you're saying is true. It is football. Fans act the way they act. And supporters act the way they act and stuff. You know, maybe I just expect a perfect world.
Yeah.
But I am very disappointed. And I hope that he ends up in another situation where he's having fun coaching football, because, you know, people that played football, we love it. We love the game. We wish we could play forever. And, you know, and I think the coaches are the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure he's going to end up somewhere doing something and people will follow it. And I wish him success there. I don't wish him, you know, I just don't think he had the right, not the right tools, but the right – there was something missing with him as the coach of Penn State, and I think that's why it finally got to this point. And whatever that is, hopefully he finds at his next team and he proves everybody wrong. I mean, listen, great football games, and I don't care where they are good to watch. So, you know, I wish him the best where he goes. I just think right now the players and the coaches and the staff that remain with the Penn State football program need their fan base more than ever.
Oh, agreed, 100%. Yes.
All right.
But the games that we have, you know the schedule, you know, it's going to be tough. going to be tough.
It is. And you know what? You know, good teams rise through adversity, and maybe they come together here and they try and prove something as a team, which would be great for this interim coach, would be good for their staff now, and good for the players. Hopefully they stick with the program and it rebuilds bigger and stronger than it was.
Right. Hey, the days now aren't nearly as dark as they were, you know, when we were on the sanctions and all that business. So
indeed, you know, indeed. All right.
You have a good day now. Take care.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. There's some stories coming out now. I guess there's a dispute between Luzerne County and Lackawanna County about signing an agreement to, and we'll cover this more in depth tomorrow. I just see the story coming out, to an agreement of running the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Airport, which it's a combined by-county thing. I guess as it stands now, Luzerne County pays for police services there and Lackawanna County doesn't. And Luzerne County wants Lackawanna County to chip in to that police coverage. Well, one of the commissioners in Lackawanna County, Bill Gaughan, said law enforcement officers don't need to be at the airport because the airport spends $500,000 a year on a security force. Now, the security guards can't arrest anyone, but they can detain and call the police for an arrest, Gaughan said. I don't understand the controversy, Gaughan said of Luzerne County's concerns with the proposed partnership agreement. It makes sense to stick with what we've been doing since the 50s. The mere fact that he said out loud out of his mouth that the airport, our airport here, which I will be leaving out of in 2 weeks, doesn't need police at all because they have security guards. I guess we don't need sheriffs guarding the courthouse, or we don't need a sheriff at the county commissioner's meeting. Because why, right? Also, in the news today, and I'm seeing a lot of people just don't understand what's going on in politics. Gaughan has endorsed and backed the independent candidate, Capellini. He's the independent candidate running for Lackawanna County Commissioner in this special election. You also have Tom Welby, who's running as a Democrat, and you have Chet Murley, who's running as Republican for the Lackawanna County Commissioner spot. Make no mistake, people didn't know the connection there, but independent candidate Capellini is a lifelong Democrat who is favored by Bill Gaughan, the sitting Lackawanna County Commissioner, to take that seat. Capellini could not get an endorsement or a pick from the Democrat committee, so that's why he's running as an independent. But he's not an independent. He's a lifelong Democrat that Billy Gaughan has endorsed for that position. I believe Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak has endorsed, as a matter of fact, I know he has endorsed Chet Murley, the Republican candidate for that condition. And the Democrat committee is backing Tom Welby, the Democrat, for that position. So just to clear up some misconceptions out there, because when I posted a story about this yesterday of Gaughan's endorsement and backing of independent candidate Capellini, he's anything but he's technically running as an independent, but he's not an independent. He's a lifelong Democrat. So just so you know who's out there running for these elections, it's 5:42 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down here. Well, you remember the teens who tried to carjack and jump that ex-Doge staffer, the guy who had the nickname Big Balls? He was all bloodied up with his shirt ripped off, sitting on against a telephone pole. Remember when all that happened? Well, the teens who jumped him and beat him have avoided jail. They've been all sentenced to only probation. Welcome to Washington, D.C. They have all been sentenced to probation. You call that justice, huh? Just like you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Here's a warning for everyone, because if it's affecting this group of people, it's going to eventually affect a lot more and wider. Goldman Sachs. Yes, that Goldman Sachs warns of looming layoffs as AI reshapes Wall Street giant operations. Goldman Sachs is preparing for another round of layoffs as part of a sweeping corporate overhaul driven by artificial intelligence. CEO David Solomon's management team told staff in a company-wide memo obtained by the Post. The Wall Street powerhouse will constrain headcount growth through the end of the year and carry out a limited reduction in roles across the entire firm, according to this Tuesday's memo. The same day, the bank reported record third-quarter profits. Even when the business is performing well, we have an obligation to review our operations carefully and position the firm for the future, Goldman Management wrote. We don't take these decisions lightly, but this process is part of a long-term dynamic our shareholders, clients, and people expect from Goldman Sachs. Goldman's global headcount stood at 48,300 as of September 30th, nearly 2,000 more than a year earlier. The firm will finish the year with a net increase in headcount overall, said a spokesperson for the company. The memo said the move comes as Goldman launches a new phase of its One Goldman Sachs framework, dubbed OneGS 3.0, a multi-year effort to transform the operating system for the firm. The New York-based bank has been one of the biggest beneficiaries of market volatility this year, posting $15 billion in revenue and earnings per share of $12.25 for the July to September quarter, both well ahead of forecasts. But the memo said the firm's next phase of growth would depend on using AI to boost productivity and re-engineer processes across divisions. The rapidly accelerating advancements in AI can unlock significant productivity gains for us, according to the memo. Our operational efficiency goals need to reflect the gains that will come from these transformational technologies. You have to think about this on a macro scale for someone like a company like Goldman Sachs. AI can perform quantitative calculations in split seconds, to where their employees, not so much. Their AI can scan the spectrum of investment opportunities and risk in mere seconds, to where there's a lot of guesswork and a lot of research and time and hours for humans to do that. And they're looking to take advantage of that. It's interesting because My daughter-in-law, who has a business master's in marketing, just in things like vehicles, you know, if you put in AI, I have this vehicle or I'm thinking of this vehicle, can you compare it to this vehicle as far as size, space, and economy and gas mileage? And within seconds, AI will give you the exact interior dimensions, comfort specs, how many people it would fit, what kind of luggage you'll fit with those people, what kind of gas mileage. Where normally you or I are going to three or four different sites to get this information and then writing it down or downloading it or printing it out and comparing the two side by side, to where the tool of AI can do that in seconds. I mean, we already see going into most fast food places, there's these kiosks that have taken away the people there. The last couple of fast – and I don't go in fast food places often, but the last couple that I've been in had a kiosk and people preparing food. If you needed help at a kiosk or didn't know how to use the kiosk or couldn't use it because you had cash or something, somebody preparing the food would have to take off their gloves and come out and help you. This is the route this is good. You are going to just go up and talk to a machine – and say, this is what I want. And it's going to order for you, prepare it for you, and do these things. This is going to happen many places down the road. At what point do we just walk into a supermarket and it's going to be like a turnstile at a subway entrance in New York City or anywhere else, to where there's a secure entry and exit? You go in, you shop your stuff. You walk through a scanner just like you do now at, say, Sam's Club in Dixon City. They have AI that scans your shopping cart. And if it sees an anomaly, it flags you, and then they check your receipt and they scan some random items. It's going to get to the point where you're just going to shop in Sam's Club. There's going to be workers there stocking the shelves and doing what they do, but there'll be no registers. There'll be none of that. just like your supermarket. There'll be no, I mean, most of the supermarket are self-checkout anyway, but there's a couple people there. And it'll automatically scan your cart, and if you've paid properly, the gate will open and you'll exit the store. This is going to happen in a lot, if not many, employment areas, from customer service to front desk people or secretaries or receptionists or whatever that may be. The route that this stuff is going, the things that it can do within seconds, is just unbelievably. I mean, if places like Goldman Sachs is looking to reduce massively their workforce because of AI, unless you're building things with your hands, unless you're technically out there an electrician, plumbers, carpenters, you know, concrete workers, masons, you know, whatever, bricklayers, pavers, asphalt people. You know, those are the people that don't have a lot to worry about. But even AI is going to take that. These machines are going to be artificially run. You know, we're already flying fighter jets that are AI controlled, flying alongside our piloted jets. So how long before, you know, we have highway vehicles doing the same, plow vehicles, self-driving? It's not far off, not as far as you think it's going to be. Well, that's it for us today. I'm seeing some news come out of Harrisburg that Harrisburg, Pennsylvania International Airport in Pennsylvania has been hacked to broadcast the message F Trump over the loudspeakers and Free Palestine. So on loop, the broadcast system within the Harrisburg International Airport in Harrisburg is saying F Trump, Free Palestine, Free Palestine, Free Palestine. Again, this is a U.S. airport being hacked. Seems very dangerous. I would assume so. These are the same very airports, some of them that refuse to play the message from Secretary Kristi Noem on the TSA speakers saying that you know, the government is shut down because of Democrats' refusal to vote for a clean CR. So looking at some text messages coming in now. That's pretty much it today. But AI is no doubt going to be an interesting adaptation in the future, sort of like, you know, the cell phone and the internet was when we were younger. Now we have this AI stuff that's really going to change the dynamic of how we move forward. As long as it's harnessed properly and mitigated right, I think it's going to help us all. It's 6 o'clock here at WILK. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Be safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.